Spotify, Netflix, On Demand, Swimming Upstream.
That's right. It is time for Swimming Upstream, a time of the week where we take a look at some of the hidden gems in our streaming services. I am joined in studio this week by our most wonderful executive producer, Chris. Chris, good morning.
Hey, Jess.
I'm excited this week.
I'm pretty excited too.
What have we got happening? You go first, because it's going to be
okay.
You and I this week.
It is, yeah.
Which is exciting.
Yep.
But I feel like you should go first.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I've got a three-part TV series streaming on SBS On Demand.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Cold Justice.
Okay.
And it is for fans of true crime.
Love.
It's a wonderful, compelling, sad true crime series.
Wow. Okay.
And it follows the injustice that Indigenous Australians face.
Wow.
With cold case murder investigations in particular.
Oh my gosh.
But also within the wider justice system.
This sounds incredible.
It's incredible. It's jointly presented by NITV and BuzzFeed News.
Wow.
And just before we start talking about it, an alert to Indigenous Australian listeners that this segment will contain the name of an Indigenous Australian who has died.
Okay.
So basically, it's a three-part series that it tells the story of the 1988 death of Aboriginal teenager Mark Haines, and he was found dead on railway tracks in Tamworth in New South Wales.
Okay.
And his family has been searching for answers as to what happened for 30 years. And it's presented by Indigenous Affairs reporter and Walkley-nominated journalist Alan Clark. And the case of Mark Haines' death is investigated within the context of murder cases involving Indigenous Australian victims that haven't been given the same, like, police resources as murder cases involving non-Indigenous Australians.
Wow. So this isn't just looking at the actual murder of this individual. It's looking at the response to it.
Exactly,
as well.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's looking at, like, systematic kind of
failures.
Responses and inequality as well.
Wow.
Yeah. And it touches on a lot of issues. I guess the most important being the ingrained racism in the justice system that's led to the death being presumed an accident and not properly investigated for almost 30 years.
Gosh.
Things like crucial evidence wasn't followed up on. Or like,
wow, okay,
yeah, there was a car involved in the case, and that wasn't fingerprinted, for example.
What?
Yeah,
that's insane.
Like, that would seem like a logical thing.
Yeah.
But
apparently, it wasn't.
Yeah, the police excuse was that it was raining on the night, so anything would have.
Oh, yes, because it definitely rains inside cars.
It definitely does. It really, really does.
Righto.
Yeah, there are a lot of other clues that haven't been followed up on.
Yeah.
And it also looks, it's set in Tamworth, Mark's death occurred in Tamworth. So it also looks at the murky drug trade that was operating in kind of in plain sight in Tamworth in the 1980s.
Okay.
And looks at the influence that that may have had on Mark's death.
And on his life, I'm sure.
And
as
on
well.
His life,
like,
yeah.
Like when you've got the murky things happening in a town, it's inevitable that it will touch everybody in
exactly,
a small town.
Everybody in the town, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
So, it looks at kind of Mark's, I guess, knowledge of that trade.
Mm.
He wasn't involved in it, but
no.
Like his knowledge of it and what that may have contributed.
It'd be a whole 6 degrees of separation
exactly,
as well.
Yeah.
Do we solve the case?
I don't want to spoil that, but it does, the TV show has led to the case being reopened.
Wow.
By the police force.
That's
after
great.
Almost 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's
what
a wonderful
incredible
series.
Response.
Yeah.
So it's a three-part series.
It's a three-part series. They're about 30 minutes each.
Okay.
And I guess one of the main strong things that comes through, I guess, is just the tenacity and the strength of Mark's family, particularly his uncle Don.
Wow.
Like, he is just badgering the police and law enforcement constantly to open this back up again.
God, go Don.
Like, he is just amazing.
Go Don.
And I guess, sadly, both of Mark's parents have died before they've had a chance to
That's
find
sad.
Out what has happened.
It's sad that they went their whole lives without
exactly.
closure.
Yeah,
oh,
and
goodness.
Don says they died of a broken heart, and I can
totally understand.
Yeah,
wow.
But yeah, it's just a wonderful, gripping gripping series.
What an incredible collaboration as well, too, yeah, between definitely. BuzzFeed News and
NITV. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
BuzzFeed are branching out and doing some really
they
incredible
really are,
content.
Yeah. It's not just a clickbait thing anymore,
no,
which
they
is great.
Do great online series yep. and look at some really important issues. And this yep. is, I guess, an example of them
yeah, definitely.
Really reaching into something important.
Yeah. And I think
I'm so into this.
Alan Clark, the journalist presenting it, is wonderful as well. He's a great storyteller.
He does a good job.
Yeah, but he also just lets the people involved in the case, and he just lets them tell their story.
That's such
an
important
skill. Steps back and
skill is yeah. letting the story tell itself and letting the people
exactly.
with the voices have yeah. their say.
Exactly
wow,
right.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
On SBS On Demand.
On SBS On Demand. Three-part series, hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm so in. It's going to rain this afternoon. I'm so in.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I'm going to do a bit of a 180.
All right.
I'm going to flip around
okay.
and look at something really different.
Flip away.
So I started this series last night. I'm only an episode in, but I want to talk about it because it's intrigued me. And I feel like it's going to intrigue a few people out
okay.
there. It's not necessarily a hidden gem per se. It is something that I haven't heard of, but it is very, very quickly gaining popularity because of its stellar cast.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Godless. It's like a take on a Wild West fiction.
Ooh.
It's a limited series that's been produced by Netflix.
Yeah.
I love Netflix. They're producing such incredible original content
they
at the
really
moment.
They really are, yeah.
And the thing about this show is that it stars this incredible cast. You've got Michelle Dockery, who I love from Downton Abbey and Good Behaviour.
She's fantastic.
You've got Jeff Daniels from Everything Under the Sun.
Oh, he's great.
Jack O'Connell and Merritt Weaver, who have also been in a few things here, there and everywhere. It's a really, really stellar performance from everyone who's in it as well. As I said, I'm only one episode in. The episodes go for at least an hour each.
Okay.
There are six of them from memory. And it looks at the story. There are a few stories interwoven. So it takes place primarily in a town in the Wild Wild West in the 1880s in America.
Mm-hmm.
And this town has essentially been run by women for the last, I think it's 12 months, because all of the men, it was a mining town, died in this horrific mining accident.
Okay.
So the sheriff's left, the sheriff's deputy, and I think like two other men are left in the town. And this gentleman shows up in the middle of the night on someone's property, on a woman's property.
Yeah.
Who's got all these horses, and she shoots him. And it turns out he's running from an outlaw group who he stole a bunch of money from, who are now hunting him.
Oh, wow.
Michelle Dockery plays this incredible character who's very much on the fringes of society because she married a Native American man and had a son. And it's all about her relationship with the town and how she's so viciously shunned from everybody.
Yeah.
I can see it unfolding into this massive epic about these women protecting their town from the outlaw gang that we now have riding towards the town looking for this gentleman who has showed up in the middle of the night and been shot.
Yeah.
They are so cool, these ladies, though.
It sounds incredible.
A bunch of really strong female characters.
Yeah.
This badass town that's just essentially run by women now.
That's incredible.
In the 1880s is a big thing as well.
Yeah.
The way it's been shot is really, really beautiful.
Okay.
Kind of demonstrating that harsh landscape that is often featured in Westerns with the dry and the desert. I actually said to my boyfriend as we were watching, I'm like, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
I need a drink.
I love shows that like really put you in the situation and make you feel
so
like you're
beautifully
there.
Shot. The costumes are amazing. They look so authentic. The entire story, in my opinion, is moving a little bit slowly, but I've been assured it will speed up.
Yeah.
And I can see that it's going to just absolutely snowball into a million different things. It reminds me very much of Westworld, if anyone watched that.
Yeah, with Anthony Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a couple of episodes.
And the Forgotten, not the film, the TV show, sorry. Which I don't think had Anthony Hopkins in it. There was a TV show made last year.
Okay.
And it had the Forgotten Hemsworth brother in it.
Oh, right. The Forgotten Hemsworth.
Actually, no, it might have had Anthony Hopkins in it. I
think
don't remember.
It did, yeah.
I think it did.
From
because,
memory.
Yeah. And he played the old guy. Yep.
It was a long time ago that I watched it last year and have kind
God,
of watched
completely
a lot
forgotten
of
about it.
Since.
Season 2 is coming. I need to like redo my brain. But it very much reminded me of that in a lot of the way that it's been shot. Some beautiful camera angles, beautiful sets. Really gorgeous the way it's been done, in my opinion. Very harsh.
Okay.
Very desolate. Very gory as well. There's a fair bit of gore in it, which I am a fan of in these sorts of shows. I feel like it adds an air of authenticity as well, because these were harsh times.
Yeah. If gore adds to the narrative,
absolutely,
then
when
I think it's fine.
When someone gets their you know, arm shot. Yeah. I want to see blood. I don't exactly. just want them to grab their arm and go, ow.
It's just a flesh wound.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a flesh wound. total Monty Python.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
But no, that's streaming on Netflix. I'm really excited. As I said, I'm only one episode in.
Yeah.
But I have high hopes.
That sounds good.
I don't know if it's me putting high hopes in purely just Michelle Dockery because she's one of my favourite actresses at the moment.
I think she's a good person to put high hopes
I'm
in.
I'm putting all my eggs in her basket and I'm hoping that we're going to get something really good out of it.
I guess you'll find out this afternoon.
We will find out this afternoon.
More episodes.
I think we need to watch that SBS doco first though.
Okay. And then, good
perfect
plan.
Perfect day for some streaming. Chris, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks for joining
all
us
right.
this morning.
Thanks, Jess.